This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
8:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from the undefeated, he is Jerry Bembry. Good morning to you, Jerry.
What's up, Rob? How you doing?
Doing well. Ed Norris, Jeremy Conn here this morning
hey,
as well.
What's up, Ed, Jeremy?
What's up,
John?
How you
guys doing?
Good. The 76ers suspend Ben Simmons one game for conduct detrimental to the team. I call it for childish conduct, to be honest with you, for refusing to do what you're supposed to do in practice. Hey, listen, I respect Doc Rivers, and he feels like he can work through this and work this out. I don't see how he'll get it done. He is officially, Ben Simmons, that is, a distraction to this team.
Yeah, he is a distraction, and I don't know how it's going to work. I mean, you got a guy who doesn't want to participate in practice. There's been some video that surfaced of, Ben in practice with a cell phone in his pocket. You know, the team is huddling, and he's outside the huddle. And, yeah, it's not going to work. I mean, he bailed on the team last year. I mean, he had a poor playoff last year. If you get a chance, read the piece that Ramona Shelbourne wrote on ESPN last week. It kind of guides you to how they got to this place. And if you read the piece, there's an implication that he wanted to get out of a playoff game because he was so fearful of missing shots. And you don't need a guy like that on your team. He's lost the respect of his teammates. He's lost the respect of that city. And, losing respect to Philadelphia, you can never rebound from that. He can never take the floor and not feel the heat of the fans there. So, yeah, it's time for him to go. But unfortunately, it's a situation now where where's his value? I mean, no team wants to take him because of all the stuff, the trouble he's putting the Sixers through right now.
Well, that may be the case in Philly, but Philly ain't Brooklyn. What do you think was going on with Kyrie with this? I think they should have won last year, except for injuries. I think they're the best team in the NBA when they're healthy. And now he does this. What are your thoughts on this with the vaccination
stuff? Yeah,
stuff?
Kyrie is one of the most talented players in the game. And I agree with you, Ed, that that should have been a championship team a year ago if all the pieces were in place. But he has proven to be, over the course of his career, a bad teammate. He wanted to get away from LeBron in Cleveland. He went to Boston and really didn't win any fans with those younger players on that squad. And, I mean, that they had a good nucleus there if Kyrie had stayed. And now he gets to Brooklyn and, he doesn't want to follow mandates. And, Kyrie has his own way of thinking. And I'm just really confused by him. And I expect him to play, though. I think with the money that's on the line, and even though his family had fallen into the same camp, when that family stops getting those checks that flow through, then there's going to be some pressure for him to get back on the court. So I expect him to get back on the court. You know what? I honestly, if he really feels this way about the vaccine, I respect his stand if he's willing to take the financial hit on that. I respect that about him. I don't think it's right.
Yeah.
But I respect his stand if he's willing to take that financial hit. Now, if he wants to take the money and have that stand, I have a problem with that. Now, right now, I think he's going to get half the salary. And I think, hey, you know what? If you really feel that way, then, give up your whole salary and make a stand that way.
Yeah, $17 million he's going to pocket by not playing. So, the late game last night. So the Warriors played at an unbelievable pace. I don't think the Lakers want to play that way. But give me your thoughts on what you saw from both teams and how long does it take for Russell Westbrook to kind of get in the mix there. Is it seemed like he was playing that Chris Bosh role, if you want to go back to the Miami Heat days, where he was the third guy on the team.
Yeah, Jeremy, I'm not going to base everything on one game. I think there's a situation in the NBA where you may have too much talent. And I think that, you know, Russ did struggle last night. But it's hard to adapt your game when you've always been the guy or guy number two, and now suddenly you're guy number three on that team, and just to give up so much of your game. And I'm sure that Russ was pressing a little bit. He's back home. He's, you know, the hometown team, the Lakers, probably got family there. You know, I think he'll grow over the course of the team, over the course of the season. Now, do I think the Lakers will win a championship this year? I don't think so. I just think that sometimes you might have too many pieces there, and too many guys may have to give up enough of their game where they're not as impactful as they usually are. So it's going to be really interesting how that plays out in L.A. You know, all the talent in the world, but that doesn't necessarily mean you get a championship. And we've seen other teams in recent years, you know, have all the talent and fall short.
Yeah, I agree with you. Here with Jerry Bembry from the Undefeated. Jerry, they played the Lakers, the other team, Golden State last night, lost to the Warriors. I watched Golden State for about two games maybe during the preseason and saw a little bit of the highlights last night. This Golden State team is a team that went to the playoffs thanks to the expanded playoffs in the NBA last year. But they looked good the preseason. They looked good again last night. They're back to that team, in my opinion, that, man, they could put up a ton of points and put pressure on the other team just by scoring at will.
Yeah, there's loads of talent on that squad. And, you know, and Jordan Poole looked really good last night. You know, Steph Curry, I think the stat was he hadn't had a triple-double since 2016, 2017,
yeah.
Which to me was kind of surprising. You thought he would have kind of had one there. I think they're going to be they're a well-balanced team. And we're talking about them in that point now. Imagine what happens when Klay Thompson gets back. And how much better they'll be. So, yeah, I think that they, you know, they barely got in a year ago. But I think they're going to be more of a threat in the Western Conference this year.
You know, I have to ask.
I know.
Opening night.
Anything, I mean, what are your thoughts on the Knicks team going forward, the Kemba Walker edition, things like that?
You know, Ed, I'm not a Kemba Walker fan. Mm-hmm. I hope it works. If he can come in and play 25 minutes a game and contribute in that way and not think that he's the guy, I think it's going to be okay. The Knicks were lucky, I think, to get into fourth. Well, they were lucky to get into fourth place last year. They really won a fourth seed. Yeah, Atlanta was a better team. I think they would be real fortunate to be in that position again this year. I think they're going to be a solid playoff team. I think they're going to be dangerous. I think they're going to beat a lot of squads, and, you know, I still believe in them. So, you know, we'll see how all these pieces come into play. But, a championship team, no. But a solid playoff team who might be able to get into the second round, it's a possibility with the Knicks this year.
Let me ask you about two teams, because the Bulls had some wholesale changes. What do you think they look like? And I absolutely love the addition of Kyle Lowry to the Miami Heat. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up with one of the top records in the East.
Yeah, Lowry is that veteran guy that, you know, a lot of people would have loved to have a year ago. You know, we saw what he did with Toronto and helping that team to a championship. And, you know, that was a team, aside from Kawhi, that didn't have, like, mega stars, but they had the right system. So, yeah, I think he's going to really help Miami, a perfect piece for them. And as far as Chicago, you know, adding Lonzo Ball and DeMar DeRozan. They got a nice nucleus there as well. A nice blend, a nice mix. And, you know, I'm really excited about this season. I think there are a lot of good teams out there in the NBA this year, and Chicago's definitely going to be one. I think Lonzo Ball is going to have a tremendous impact on that roster.
Jerry Bembry, Undefeated. Jerry, tell folks in Baltimore how to follow you on the social.
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at Jerry Bembry and on Instagram the same way.
Thanks a lot, Jerry. Enjoy the season, man. I'm sure we'll talk to you once again.
Oh, definitely. You guys take it easy.
Yeah, Jerry.
It's Jerry Bembry covering the NBA for the Undefeated. A bunch of other sports, but he really digs into the NBA. He knows it. Baltimore guy, too.
And he's a Knicks fan.
Well, other things are the positives about him. We'll ignore the Knicks fan thing. Yeah, but he's a big-time Knicks fan. I love Jerry Bembry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.